like to think a little bit about singing. It's very important, isn't it? Been an important part of your life. I was raised in a place that we never listened to much gospel music, never really sung much. And I lived in a place that if you even sung along with something, somebody would tell you to shut up so they could listen to it. So it wasn't encouraged much. I noticed that's different among the saints, though. It seems like that the little children just take to it right off. And my little children just go around, even the littlest one goes around singing. And music is something that I noticed in the scripture even that it seems like it was fairly a part of man by the time that he was created. You'll see that the idea of it comes in real quick with man. So I believe that there was something God done in the creation of man that's just in there. And I've heard Brother Ed exhort on this before, that there is a certain amount of power and influence just in spoken word or written word. But if you add poetry to it, then you enhance that. It gets to you better. You can get a better sense of it in a poetic form. But if you put music to it, you can add passion and you can add desire. You can add emotion to it. Something that will give it meaning, give it life, give it its full force to be able to touch and reach and to be able to touch others. I've noticed that people have used music. Not all of it's good to listen to, but there's a lot of music because people are musical and they can be touched by music. I remember talking to a man years and years ago. I hadn't been saved long and was talking about worldly music. And I had made a comment to him that this they're influencing people with their music. And he said, not so much as you think. He said, the truth of it is that things in culture reflects, they're only reflecting it. What's happening is what they're writing about. He said to me, you're saying that it's influencing it to that, but I'm telling you that it's happening and they're using it. I happen to believe this both ways. I happen to believe that is true, that if something happens, people get a hold of that, and the best way to express it, to touch somebody's life, is to put the music to it, to make a song out of it. You want to tell somebody you love them, how many songs have there been written about love? A love song, that. And if you add the right thing to it, you can get tears. You really can. If you get the right tune going right now, and we all got bouncing and going enough, you get the right tune, you can get us all kicked up and I say emotional, you can get us bouncing and live. You ever drive down the road and the music gets to playing a certain way and you start finding yourself speeding up a little bit, or maybe even going on the gas, and you move. My children move. You don't have to teach them to do it. My little girl moves without it. She does not see that at home. But she'll start bouncing to it because there's something moving. And you can actually touch people that way. My wife said something to about my little girl one day, and she said to me, she liked this song. What was that, honey? About sunshine or something? It was some little bouncy song. You're my sunshine. And she would sing that to her, and she'd like it, and she would laugh, and she said, well, just if she did it, just sing that to her. So I went to sing that song to her, and my way of singing it was, you are my sunshine. And she started crying. Well, it was bad singing, and it was, but it was, I know, it was a sad, you know, you can take You Are My Sunshine and make a sad tune out of it. And my little girl responded to that sad tune. But my wife would sing it, You Are My Sunshine, bounce along, and she was happy, and she liked to sing it, but she didn't like my singing it.
But because it was sad. You know, you're sad and sorrow. So all these things are captured, are they not, by music? What song are you singing? We all have a song at times of our life. Don't we all have a song? You can sing one song now and another one tomorrow. I can't tell you you won't be singing sorrow song tomorrow. Because you may have to sing sorrow song tomorrow. It's just life has all these things in it. But within all this, I want us to look at something because I think there is something. There is a song that we're supposed to sing. There is a song that we're supposed to have in our hearts all the time, a song that we sing by the course of our life, by what we believe in. And it's more than just saying it. It's more than just hearing it. It's something that's deep in you. It's passionate. It's emotional. This is something that means something to me. And we need it in this world that we live in now. We need something that's inside of us that's going to be stronger in us than anything else in the world, because we have to face a lot of things in our world today. And of the things that we face in our world, I keep coming back when I'm disappointed. I keep coming back to the same thing. When I get disappointed, I come to this same song. I come to the same song. My same song is that I know who God is. That's my song. I've learned who He is. I know what He is. And I keep coming back to that. And then when I'm disappointed, I can sing that song again. I'd like to look at this idea a little further. Look at Isaiah 26th chapter. I'll just use first verse. It starts out by saying, in that day. Now, Isaiah wrote this, and no doubt Isaiah had something in mind concerning the time that he lived in. I believe that. God had named something. But I think almost all the scholars would recognize and say that this scripture is much more than anything Isaiah had in mind at the time. This scripture given by the Lord was extending all the way down to the time that Christ would buy for us salvation. This day that he's talking about is the day of salvation, the gospel day, the day that things would change for our lives, something that would be planted there in that day that he looked for. There's going to be something in that day. I want to say this. I'm afraid sometimes that we witness a witness to those that are around us, to our families, to our friends, to ourselves, to our communities, to the world around us, to the church, to the congregation. I think sometimes we witness the witness of a puny, weak, miserable salvation. I think we sing a song sometime, if you want to say, woe is me. Woe is me. I'm downcast. I can't get over this thing. I can't do no better. I'm afraid sometimes we give the representation that the gospel don't do anything for you. But that ain't what this scripture said. That he plainly said that in that day, there's a day coming, folks. There's a day there that Isaiah prophesied. There's a day out there. There's going to be a time that the Lord comes and does something. This isn't built on man. If it's anything that I've learned, what man does, it man can change. What God does, you can't change. What God builds, you can't destroy. I make something, you can tear it down. God makes something, it'll forever be. What God does is eternal. What we do is temporal. If Noah had closed the door of the ark, then Noah could have opened it. Noah didn't close it, and Noah couldn't open it. There's things that God does, and when God does them, they're done right. I appreciated the message last night. Sister Lawson gave us a message on the good news. The good news. I'm glad for the good news. I thought about that several times today. There's good news. Got good news. Sister Mary, I appreciate that. Because sometimes we'll get to thinking it's all bad. It's all gone. It's right where it's supposed to be tonight, folks. Salvation is not changed from the time the apostles got a hold of it. There's a day. He says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. I think Judah here is represented as it does in other places, the church. I believe there's a representation here of God's people. And in that day, this song's going to be sung. There's going to be a song that they're going to be able to sing. What are you singing? with your life now. What do you sing through the trials of your life? What kind of song do you sing? Let's pretend tonight, if you want to use that term, that you're a songwriter tonight. Because in essence, you are. You're, in the spiritual sense, you'll sing a song. And you are going to get to write the song. You get to put the words to it. This is your song. How are you going to sing the song of your life? How are you going to sing it? You're going to sing this as, woe is me. That's my words. Woe is me. Going to get me a tune that's real melancholy and sad. Oh, woe is me. That's my song that we sing. Do you know what? I look at the worst thing around me. So I get depressed sometimes because I look at bad news, Sister Mary. I look at bad news and I get depressed and I say, what's wrong with all the people? What's wrong with our country? What's wrong with these things that run and go and go? They are. The Scripture said they are. But if you keep a singing that song, you'll be pretty miserable. But this says in that day, they're going to sing a song. There's going to be a song that they sing in the land of Judah. You want to hear the song? This is what they're going to sing. We have a strong city. We have a strong city. This is the song. This is the words. You'll be able to sing this one in that day. We have a strong city. What, you know what that means to me? That means to me that there's going to be something there that's going to be able to stabilize me, secure. I can be secure in it. The enemy can't get to me. He can't root me out. He can't change the order of the things. You're going to be able to sing, we got a strong city. We got something that's going to endure and last. Don't make no difference what the world does. You can't get to me. You can't touch me. And you know what? When I think about it, it is that way. It has been that way. That's been just the way it's been all these years. I've looked and I've worried and I've wondered and I've fretted and I've sung some bad songs through the time. And I've sung songs I wish I hadn't have sung. And I've given representations that I never should have. But when I get through with it, I look and say, been in a strong city all the time. You're going to be able to sing this in this day. Folks, this was a prophecy of the gospel time that they're going to sing a song. Now, in that day, ancient day, it was very important that their cities be strong. They're going to have a strong city. When they come together there, you know why they had a strong city? It's because the enemy was all around them. And they knew that every group, every people, every eye of the land wanted to overtake them. They wanted their things. They wanted to spoil their goods. They wanted to corrupt their people. They wanted to alter them, change them. They wanted them to be worshipers of their gods. They wanted to change them. They wanted to do all that. They wanted to conquer them. They knew that. And in order to keep that from happening, they need a strong city. And so it was important in that day that they had something that they could go in and close up and know that it can't be run into. It can't be overrun. It can't be overtaken. Folks, that's what we have today. Oh, I want us to be encouraged. I want God to encourage our hearts and help us to realize today that we have a song to sing. You don't have to be a good singer to sing this song the way the Lord wants you to sing it, because it's an attitude of the heart. It goes in the same idea, though. This is sung with passion and desire. The music's put to it. It's a perfectly stated. Yes. It's with your shoulders up, your head up. We have something for you. Yes. It's worked in my life. How dare I try to sing a woe, pitiful salvation and try to tell you to come and get it. But no, we got something more than that. We got a salvation that works. It's going to work. It's going to hold you, keep you. It's going to bless you. It's going to take you right on through every problem and trial you have in your life. And here's what's beautiful about this passage. Man didn't make it. Man built his cities. But some way or another, there was always some way into it. There was always a way to come in to it. The devil is trying to get into our city all the time. But this one is a different one. Because listen to the wording of this song that they will sing. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Who's going to appoint? Who does it? Who does it? God does it. God does it. It's God's building. It's God's place. I don't know how you look at it, but it was hard for me to visualize this city as representing just the church at large. It comes down to more than that, because if that's it, that means that if I'm not among you all, if I find myself isolated somewhere, then I'm in trouble. I'm not in trouble. I can still sing the song. I can still go singing the song. I have a strong city. So what's the strong city? The strong city's here. That's where it's at. God has made it a strong city. Do you realize what God is saying here? As long as you're in this city that I've made for you, the devil cannot get in there. You will always be able to sing through your life, your trials, your tribulations, your hard times, your difficult times. And folks, they're coming. They will come. We're in the middle of them. You've got them. I've got them. They're all around. Don't look down. Look up and sing. And sing the song. We have a strong city. Have a strong city. We're not going down under this 2012 time. Or beyond, we're not going down. Because God is given to us a strong city. And what did He give for walls and bulwarks around us? Salvation! Salvation! He gave us grace! That's what this is saying. He gave us grace for a wall. The power of God for a wall. That divine power that enables us to go through our problems with victory. He gave that to us. Oh, it isn't always there at hand. God wants us to seek for it. But it is always there. I shouldn't say it's always. It is always at hand. But we have to reach for it sometimes. It's like Brother Michael said, it's offered. It's offered. Try to reach for it and get a hold of it. But God has appointed it. Salvation. Oh, we ought to be encouraged tonight. We're going on. But it's a time. I want us to get a hold of this. It's a time that we're pressed mentally. Maybe I'm the only one here that is. But there's a real mental pressing on us of this day and age we have. And if we're not careful, that is the sense of our song. The woe of our song. The time that we're in. I say, look away. Look away beyond those things. Look away from the bad news. Look at the good news. Because God has appointed walls. Salvation for walls and bulwarks. Defenses against the enemy. You know what? You try to do that on your own? And the devil's going to take advantage of it. He'll get between the cracks. He's forcing all the time. But I'm going to tell you, God has placed it there. We can look up tonight and look ahead. We can look beyond this time. We can look ahead. As God gives us days, we can look ahead and say, 2012 and beyond, Lord, give us grace to march as an army with banners. Lord, help us to look up and have victory in our lives. Those people are looking on. What are they looking for? A puny, miserable salvation? The people barely getting through, whining and complaining? No, they're looking for victory. Is there victory anywhere? There was victory for Paul. There was victory for Apollos. There's victory for Peter. There's victory for you and I. The same story still being told. 2012, it's God's grace that gets us through it. If you and I can look up, Lord, help us. Amen. Open ye the gates. Open ye the gates. Folks, the city's strong. We're going to sing this song. We're going to sing this song. We got a city world. Broken homes. Destroyed marriages. Alcoholics, drug addicts, we got a city. We got a city, and there's a way to get in. Open ye the gates. The gates will be open for the longing. Those that long for right. Those that want to be right. Those that are hurt and then destroyed by wrong. That want right. The Lord says, sing this song. Oh, my people, sing this song. Got to give you a strong city. Devil can't get in this city. Open the gates. Open the gates to those that love righteousness, that want in. There's a way into it. Now what good would it be to have a big strong city that you couldn't get into? There's a way into this one. There's a way into the good things of God. This is uplifting and encouraging to me. I've been thinking about this for a number of days. It keeps coming to me. I've got a strong city. I've got a strong city. I've got some place to go into. There's a gate there. And I can get into those places where I need help. where the devil can't get to me. I need help. What Brother Mike says, is anybody here that don't need a hand up sometimes? I need a hand up sometimes. I need help. I need help. I thank God that this far into this thing, and when it looks like everything's falling around, there's still a city. There's still a place for us to go that I can say, and I believe this, and if you'll allow me to say it, in spite of my weaknesses, in spite of my punyness and my failures, I will not accept the gospel that way. I will not. The gospel is not puny and ineffective. It is powerful to the converting of the soul and changing the disposition and nature of a person. It is powerful to it. It changes it. And if it didn't happen in your life, you didn't get the gospel, because the gospel changes things in your life. And it causes you to be able to say, it can happen. It happened for me and it can happen for you. It makes our testimony, folks. Do you know, if you've never experienced it, you can't tell it. You can't sing the song that you don't know about. But when you know, I've got a song. I've got a song. This is real in my life, and it makes a difference. And now I can sing it, and I can tell it, and say, salvation works. It'll change. You take the habits. You got the old habit in your life? Oh, the Lord said, open the gate. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Oh, there's going to be a place there, I believe, throughout the time. Lord's going to be faithful to us, folks. I see the days ahead of us not as a time to pull in, but to expand out. I'm going to tell you what's on my heart. I think there's still people need to be saved. I think the Lord has properly and rightly placed the people with the right heart in the right time. And He wants them to come out. He wants them to reach out. He wants them to have a song strong in their hearts. A passion, something that means something, to be able to go forth with it. To be able to positively declare it. And I'm going to tell you what, in my lifetime, I've never been able to positively declare somebody else's testimony. I can use it as a reference point, but I can't say it like I do my own experience. You can never just go along saying, boy, that song Brother Sammons used to sing. It works to those that knew Brother Sammons somewhat. Sure it does. We should follow the path of faithful men, shouldn't we? You'll never say it with the power that until you can sing it verses and chorus from your own experience. Until you can hit the notes. And I don't hit all the notes right when I sing. But I want to tell you, these notes need to be hit right. They need to have the experience, the backing, the proof, because I live for the Lord. And He came through for me. He absolutely has been. I told folks up home just recently, I just said, I just want you all to know that if the Lord takes me and I don't see another day, I want you all to know my testimony is God been good to me. I've had a wonderful life. I am so thankful for the 50 years the Lord gave me. I'm glad for the salvation He gave me. And I want you all to know my testimony, that if I don't leave, I want you to know that I say of the Lord, He's done good by me. That's my song that I want to sing to the whole world. You're out there and you need help. There's someone that's going to be true to you all the way through. Singing's been very effective, hasn't it? Down through the times. When Moses and them crossed the Red Sea and the Lord delivered them, there was a song. You remember the song? It was the song of Moses and of deliverance. They sang. They sang. They rejoiced and they sung. And they sung of the mighty deliverance of God. They was able to sing it, wasn't they? Weren't they able to sing it? Why was they able to sing it? He saw it. It happened. They lived it. They walked through it. They was obedient to it. They walked through it when they got to the other side. Could you have told him, y'all be quiet? You ain't got nothing to sing about. Well, you don't even know what you're singing about. They'd say, I guess I do. We was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. They sang the song because it was an important expression. It was an important expression. You don't think that encouraged them? I wonder how long. I know it didn't keep them very long, but I wonder how many times when somebody would get discouraged, they might look and say, you remember the song? Remember the song? Sing it again. Let's sing it one more time. Let's sing the song that meant something. Did God ever give you a song? I mean a real song in the night that made a difference to you, that something that encouraged you, something that got you going. I used to travel to work. I went several miles, and I like to get in the car, and I had these different Saints singing tapes, and I get in there, and I had some of Brother Harlan I especially liked, and I get to going, and sometimes listen to them, and I get some courage. I think I start praying, Lord, give me a hitchhiker. Just give me some. And I set the tape on the song I wanted him to hear. And at that time, he was a figment of my imagination. But I put it in there, set it, all I had to do was hit it, and I'd be driving along. And oh, how my heart would rejoice when I look and see this guy going, ha-ha, there he is. There's the guy that hears this song that I've got on my heart for him. And sometimes I'd hit the button before he opened the door. So, you know, I mean, sometimes I'd even wait, hey, I got a song for you. Sometimes I'd say, hey, there's some good singing. Everything. But I had him comment on these songs. And the reason was is because they meant something to me. That's why I wanted somebody to hear it. Because it meant something to me. There was something there that pulled on me. That was an expression of mine. That I couldn't do it like Brother Harlan done it. So I used him to do it. He had it on tape, on four parts. So I could use that. Listen. God's blessed His people. This is kind of a side note in a way, but I want to encourage us. If God has given you the ability to sing, now I know everybody can sing, but I'll make a point of this. God even blesses all kind of singing, but God made sing in a certain way, and it has a great power done a certain way. And if you've got that calling, not everybody's got the calling or the gift. But if you have it, you pray how the Lord wants you to use it. Because it is a tool for this day and time. To sing a song. To be able to sing this song. There was another time. You remember when David came back, him and Saul came back from battle, and the women went singing and dancing? Songs can get things stirred up. It stirs up passions. It stirs up emotions. It was the words, but it was the singing. It was the rejoicing. It was added by the passion that they had in explaining how they loved David. They exalted David. There's a lot of power in that. And every one of us should have a song of our lives that goes through us that can be heard by a person. Not by the ears, but they can hear the song of our life. We're singing a song right now. You're singing. You sing a song everywhere you go. Who you are and what you are, you sing it out to the people around it. And the more passionate you have in your life, the more you show that, the more it's like a real song singing. It comes out and people read that and hear that. Lord, help us. The third verse says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Perfect peace. I thought about that. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Peace with God. Myself. My fellow man. My family. My congregation around me. You ever think about a perfect peace? Is that not what you want? Is that not what we offer the world? Honestly, what do we try to say to them? Would it be a message at all to say, I've got something for you that's going to make you miserable? I'm miserable enough. I've got something that's going to make you happy. I'll take it. What is it? I've got peace for you. I got something that you don't have to lay around worrying and wondering and fretting. I got something that you don't have to go to bed wondering, worrying about whether you die or not. I got something for you. I got something you don't have to drop your eyes when you meet certain people. You can have peace. You can have peace. I got something for you. Change your life. He says, there's peace. Perfect peace. I'll give you perfect peace tonight. To whom? To those whose mind, now Lord help us, whose mind is stayed upon Thee. Amen. You know what this all is? A song. It's all a song that's going to be sung in that day. The Lord's going to give us peace. We can sing that peace to the world around us if we have it. To be able to really say, to have a strong witness. I've wondered many times, Lord, help me to have a better witness. Help me to be willing to have a better witness. Help me to have a strong witness. And you know what always comes to me? It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something to get there. It's going to cost you a life that gets closer to me. It's going to cost you to have that, because everything I'm going to want you to say, I'm going to prove it in you first. Is that not right? You want to say whether God's able, because I was there. That's right, because I was there. God's able to make you love somebody that's unlovable. God's able to give you victory in things because I was there and done it. Fought for it. Love for it. And you say sometimes, I know we do. We sing this song, oh, why me? Oh, why me? I can answer that. Because the Lord wants you to know it. The Lord wants you to have it. You've heard me testify about had a guy with a loaded gun, as far as I know, a loaded rifle stuck up to my head with his teeth gritting and his finger white on the trigger. But I got victory in my soul. So, you know what? I went away with a lot of scratch in my head. Why, Lord? Why, Lord? It wasn't easy. It still ain't easy at times. I still have to stay in the right place. But I'm going to tell you something. I know why. The Lord wanted me to know it, experience it, and to be able to testify to the world of it. Someone comes to me and says, you don't know what I'm going through. They treated me bad. I can say, perfect peace have they whose mind is stayed upon thee. The song of our life, folks. My question is tonight, what song are you singing? What song do you sing? And can you sing this song? We have a strong city. We have a place to where we can have full and total victory in our life. We can. I'll be honest with you. I'm the kind of person that thinks about a lot of things. And when we're traveling sometimes, I'll even say to my wife, I'll say, I guess it's a little bit jesting, but I'll say, well, say something to make me mad or something. So I won't go to sleep if I'm angry. Say something to get my mind stirred up a little bit. Say something, get me going on something. I drive miles like that. Because I ain't sleepy. Because I think about things. You know something I've been thinking about? Do we have the same things our forefathers did? There's been a lot of ridicule of our forefathers of faith. There's been a lot of ridicule of the church where we're at and what kind of victories we hold, the hypocrisy that may or may not be there, or the way you see it or whatever, in the changing times. And I've looked at all of that myself. Some way, folks, we have to reconcile this word with ourselves. We either change ourselves to fit it, or it will change it to fit us. You can't do it any other way. We've got to be like this. So people do one or the other. But I'm going to tell you this. They sang a song. You want to read their literature? You want to sing their songs? You want to see their songs? They're still there. You can look at them. They expressed in there that what they meant. Sometimes we look at it and say it's time to get different songs because those songs ain't truth anymore. They ain't accurate. I asked somebody recently that we was talking about that kind of victory that they seem to talk about that maybe we don't. And I asked this question, when was the last time you spent 3 days in a hollow log praying? They sang some of those kind of songs. Honestly, folks, they did. They sang of much fasting, of much devotions, willing to go in poverty for the gospel, willing to do all kind of things to promote the gospel. when was the last fast you was really on? And it's not condemning. I'm just asking, before we throw away the song that was sung before us, let's learn how to sing the song. Amen. Let's learn how to sing the song. It's the same song of victory, and the tune's still the same, just the way they sang it before. It puts God as the center. It's Christ all the way. It's our total devotion and giving ourselves totally to Him. He made the city. There's no glory to man. There's no glory to any of us. We surrender ourselves to Him. And there's our victory. Our minds given to Him who stayed upon Him. We have a perfect peace in our hearts. The song. Oh, Lord, help us to sing the song in 2012 and the days beyond it, to be able to sing the way the Lord wants it to be presented, because I believe that there is a last gleaning. I see it in my ministry. I see it in the people. I see there the world's crashing people, and people of convictions. Not maybe the way we've seen them, but people that's had God oriented in their life. The rug's starting to come out from under them. Things are starting to come into their world that they can't accept, and they're looking and wondering and hoping, is there any place? Is there any testimony? Is there any song being sung anymore? And you'll be surprised what kind of groups those people come out of that have a deep sense of modesty and humility. And down in there, and now they're looking on and seeing the pride and arrogance, and they're seeing the things like abortion and same-sex marriage and all these things crushing them from their pulpit. And they're longing. Is there anyone singing the old song of victory? Is there a city left for us to run into? Folks, let's sing the song. If you want to say it, maybe one last gasp. I don't know. It might bring it to the end. But let's sing the song, right? Let's sing it the way it's supposed to be sung one more time. Get in there and be serious about it. And sing it with our whole heart. It ain't a time to start skipping out on the devotions of your service. It's time to ask God to help me to get that note right. I've been singing that note just right. I haven't seen the importance of it just the way maybe it ought to have been, but the old timers did. Yes, they did. They was men. I remember, I'll just be a brother, Sister X, Daddy, kept that place going up there, and he used to say, I remember him, when I first got saved, him up there in Coffeeville, and all he would say, he'd open the doors, wouldn't he? He was faithful, wouldn't he? Kept right on going. It ain't time to quit. It's time to sing the song. Well, if there's only two or three, come, it's time to close the door. They didn't close them. It's not time to close the door for two or three. It's time to turn that two or three into more. Let's be faithful. And I'll leave with that question with you. Can you sing the song? If you can't sing it now, it don't take. You can. You can sing it because God made it, and it can never be destroyed. Do you pray for me?